with this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, May 17th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday was a pretty fun day of state track and field for the state track meet down in Des Moines. Plymouth County well represented with a number of events taken to the Blue Oval yesterday. Let's get you caught up on those. First, to the hardware that's coming back to Plymouth County as Ian Blau in the Class 1A Boys Shot Put defended his state title from last year. He becomes the first 1A Boys Shot Put thrower to win state titles in consecutive years. Blau records a throw of 58 feet, 8 1/4 inch to defend his state title in Class 1A and wins the state championship for Akron Westfield. He won it by 6 feet and another 3 1/4 of an inch. So a dominant showing by Ian Blau. He brings home the state championship for Akron Westfield track, and it is his second 1A boys shot put title. Congrats to Ian Blau on that achievement. Let's get you caught up on the rest of the state track results from yesterday in order, starting with the Class 3A girls shuttle hurdle relay. That was Lamar's Community's team of Aubrey Lusink, Liberty Larson, Attic Dude, and Claire Susamil. They finish in a 12th place finish with a time of 109.69. They needed to be in the top 8 to qualify for the finals. The Class 2A girls 3,000-meter run saw Rachel Putzi of KPWCRV run a time of 11:28:45. She finished 22nd. To some field events, Class 2A boys long jump. It was Bo Goodwin of KPWCRV, a jump of 19 feet 8 inches, and he placed 18th overall in the 2A field. The 3A boys high jump, that's where Lamar's was looking to go back-to-back as a program for the state title there. However, Wanding Hosdeong comes up just a few inches short. 6 feet, 7 inches. He ties the school record that he has set he reached a couple of times. Sione Fafita set it last year, and Hosdeong's 6 foot, 7 inch jump was good enough to tie for second in the Class 3A boys high jump. Class 3A boys 3,200 meter run. It was Trace Obink of Lamar's with a 15th place finish, a time of 9:51.66 yesterday. Another field event, another good showing for Hinton thrower Lauren Kunkel. Class 2A girls shot put, she records a 40-foot, quarter of an inch throw and finishes in the top 5, right at the 5th place position in the 2A girls shot put, getting some team points for Hinton girls track. Class 2A girls 4x800 meter relay, it was Hinton's great team of Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Casey Allen, and Cadence Peters, a time of 9:51.51. They placed 7th in the 2A field. We had two area athletes in the Class 2A girls long jump, and pretty strong showings by both of them. The top finisher of our area athletes was Bailey Boovy of Hinton, a jump of 16 feet 11 inches. She placed 5th for the Blackhawks. Lexi Gilbert of KPWCRV, she's had a great year, 16 feet 6.5 inches, her best mark, and that placed 11th in the 2A field. To another field event in the Class 2A boys shot put, it was Brooks Benaboos of Hinton, 46 feet 1 inch, and he placed 16th overall in that event. 100-meter dashers in the 2A girls 100-meter dash, Julia Maletic of KPWCRV, really tough break for her. 12.85 seconds. She placed 9th in the preliminary round. She needed to find a way to shave just 0.03 of a second off of her time to be able to qualify for the finals tomorrow. So tough break there for Julia Maletic, but a really strong showing nonetheless. Daniel Blackwell in the Class 2A boys 100-meter dash of Hinton, he finished 21st with a time of 11.4 seconds. 3A boys 400-meter dash was Jaden Nelson of Lamar's, time of 52.68 seconds. He finished 17th. Now to some boys shuttle hurdle teams. In Class 2A, KPWCRV's team of Wyatt Husingay, Wyatt Fickbohm, Carson Coulter, and Bo Goodwin, they finished 16th overall with a time of 104.35. Hinton's team of Logan Coffey, Kyle Leary, Garrett Lindley, and Gabe Anderson, they ran a time of 103.79. However, ended up getting disqualified, and so that time will not stand. There were four teams in the 2A boys shuttle hurdle relay that ended up getting DQ'd. Unfortunately, Hinton was one of them. Class 3A boys shuttle hurdle relay, Lamar's team of Tegan Bogue, Levi Schnetzer, Tyson Augustine, and Wiching Hosniong, time of 102.71. They placed 11th, and of course, they need to get into the top eight to make the finals. Now we go to the 1A events from yesterday. The boys long jump, Cole McCarty of Galen Catholic, Lucas Brown of MMCRU, both competing there, and both of them made the finals. Cole McCarty reaching 20 feet 10 and a half inches, placed 6th in the Class 1A boys long jump for Galen Catholic. Lucas Brown, 20 feet 5 and a quarter inch, he placed 9th overall and just missed out on getting MMCRU a team point there in the top 8. Some long distance here, Caden Gallus of MMCRU could not quite crack 10 minutes, 10 minutes and 29 hundredths of a second. He was 11th in the Class 1A boys 3,200 meter run. 1A boys 200 meter dash, Chance Carlson of Galen Catholic, 22.85 seconds. He finished 16th. The boys 4x800 meter relay in 1A was MMCRU's team of Lucas Brown, Wyatt Olish, Brandon Dreckman, and Jace Colling. 14th place with a time of 8:30.75. 1A girls 100 meter dash, this was where Remsen St. Mary's was able to start shining. It was Claire Schrader, 21st place finish, a time of 13.12 seconds. 400 meter dash, Mia Mackin of Remsen St. Mary's also finished 21st in her event, a time of 103.53. Then to the 1A boys 400 meter dash, it was Chance Carlson of Galen Catholic, 51.02 seconds. He finished 9th overall. And finally, to wrap up yesterday in the girls shuttle hurdle relay in Class 1A, Remsen St. Mary's longtime team of Hallie Gallus, Maya Bunkers, Whitney Jensen, and Claire Schrader. Well, they'll get an opportunity to run one more shuttle hurdle race together. The quartet there with a time of 107.68 placed 3rd in the preliminary round. They move on to Saturday morning's finals as one more time they will run a shuttle hurdle relay together after 4 strong years of competition down in Des Moines. If you missed any of those state track results, don't worry. We've got a link to that on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop down menu, click on local sports news and check out our Thursday state track and field results. Taking a look now then at the team standings. We won't give you all of them, but we do have the top 3 in all 4 classes of girls and boys listed on our website on the sports scores and results page. In Class 2A girls state track team standings, Tipton leads the way with 17 points, Van Meter's second, then it's a tie for 3rd with Esterville, Lincoln Central, and Albia, and right there in a tie for 5th is the Hinton Blackhawks. They scored 10 points yesterday and are currently sitting in the top 5 in the state in Class 2A girls track. Over to Class 1A boys track, it's Wapsie Valley leading the way with 19 points, Woodbine 2nd, Lisbon comes in at number 3, and then by virtue of Ian Blau's state title, Akron Westfield looking pretty good on the leaderboard. They're tied for 4th as a team. They've scored 10 points, all 10 coming from Ian Blau's state title. Galen Catholic getting a couple of points here and there. They are currently in a tie for 22nd with 3 points as a team. Then to the Class 3A boys team standings, Pella leads the way with 21 points, Solon in 2nd with 20, Williamsburg's in 3rd with 17 points, and Lamar's is in 13th place. By virtue of a lot of those points coming from Wanding Hosniong, but a good showing, 7 points total for Lamar's. They are in 13th place in the 3A team standings. Let's continue down our scores and results page, taking a look at baseball from yesterday in the War Eagle Conference. It was 9th-ranked Akron Westfield thumping Cherokee 16-0 behind a 9-run 7th inning. Yeah, that went 7 full innings. No run rule there as the Westerners dominate on their way to a 2-0 record. Hartley Melvin Sanborn beat Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 4-3. Western Valley Conference Baseball's OABCIG over East Sac County 16-8. And in boys tennis in Class 1A Substate 1, the final there sees 8th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton go to the state tournament with a 5-0 victory over Bishop Heelan. You can check out all these scores and results, as always, by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. Also, there are some Little League scores from yesterday. Junior boys action, it was the D-backs over the Reds, 12-7. Mariners take down the Rays, 13-12. Major boys action, White Sox beat the Mets, 15-14. Pirates over the Yankees, 10-2. Rockies beat the Cubs, 14-9. Dodgers over the Phils, 11-1. The A's beat the Angels, 8-2. Major girls action, the Aces take it to the Dream, 18-2. And minor league boys action, it was the Raptors over the Red Wings, 18-3. Grasshoppers beat the Bats, 10-8. Knights over the River Bandits, 9-8. And Bulls beat the Hooks, 9-3. Taking a look now at some sports news involving college basketball. Yeah, it's nowhere near that time of year anymore. However, one area alum has forced it to be news around the area. We go to Los Angeles, where the University of Southern California men's basketball program has added a new director of operations. That would be Lamar's community alum, Caleb Klein, to its staff. And this was announced by head coach Eric Musselman on Thursday, May 16. You may recognize Musselman's name. He was the head coach of the University of Arkansas men's basketball prior to taking this job at USC on April 4. He took that job. And Caleb Klein, of course, comes over from the University of Arkansas, where he was Eric Musselman's director of operations. And that was his title last year for Arkansas. The previous two seasons, he was a graduate assistant with the Razorbacks. Klein, of course, a college basketball athlete himself. He was playing at South Dakota for current USC assistant coach Todd Lee. He graduated there in 2020 with a bachelor's in kinesiology and sports management with a coaching minor. And, of course, he's a 2015 grad of Lamar's Community High School. Started all 27 games for that historic 2015 boys basketball team that ended the season as Class 3A state runner-up. And, of course, bringing Lamar's back to the state championship in boys basketball for the first time since 1940. Klein was a two-time All-Lakes Conference selection in his time in a Bulldog basketball uniform and also played baseball and golf for Lamar's community. So again, the job opening up with the Director of Operations position at the University of Southern California for men's basketball. And that new Director of Operations is Lamar's alum, Caleb Klein. Congrats to him on another outstanding coaching opportunity to show what he can do at a high level of basketball. We take a look now at the sports schedule for today. State track continues to dominate. This is going to be a busy day, so make sure you stay tuned to KLEM Radio on air, online, or on social media. We'll have updates from all of our Plymouth County athletes on those three channels. Also today, girls soccer postseason action opens up in Class 2A Region 4. Sioux City West is in town to take on Lamar's. The winner gets Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. The other side of that bracket is Carroll at Denison Schleswig. The winners at Dallas Center Grimes. There. In baseball tonight at the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's with a long road ahead of them. They'll take on the Heartland Cyclones in a top 15 team there in Class 3A. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson is at Lewis Central. Wargo Conference Baseball, Akron Westfield opens the conference schedule tonight at home at Sargent Field to take on Trinity Christian. Harris Lake Park is at Spencer, and Westwood is at South O'Brien. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, and stay tuned right here to KLEM Radio all throughout the day for state track updates as we bring you the action from the Blue Oval in Des Moines. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.